Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 260. Publishing Houses as Training Schools. The publishing houses controlled by Seventh-day Adventists are to be educating schools, where the youth are taught to discern between truth and error. The sentiments placed before these youth are to be of a pure, holy character, and are to be enforced and made effective by the godly example of the instructors. Why are the youth brought to our offices of publication unless it is that they may receive an education in truth and righteousness, and that they may also gain a knowledge of the printer's trade, and so be prepared to go to new fields to do work which needs to be done in the advocacy of truth? During the General Conference, 1901, I carried a great burden for the souls of those connected with the Review and Herald. Those who have accepted the responsibility of educating those who have come to Battle Creek to learn the printer's trade have fallen far below the standard God requires them to reach. Those who accept the position which gives them charge of apprentices virtually pledge themselves to show them how to do their work in a thorough manner. They should ever remember that they do the Lord's service with acceptance only when they are fully committed to the rite. Let them realize the importance of patiently and kindly training those in their care, teaching them to do their work well. Refuse to accept slipshod work. There are some in whose lives defects will always appear because during their apprenticeship they were allowed to do slipshod work. The learner will make mistakes. This is to be looked for. But as he gains insight into his work, he should make improvement. Tell him that accuracy is expected from him, and never fail to show him that the principles of righteousness which are brought into the business life are to be brought into religious life. I have seen for a long time that the apprentices in our publishing houses have not received sufficient attention. It is not enough to see that they work the stated number of hours in the office. Connected with their work, there should be hours for education. Studies should be taken up and lessons given at appointed times. The apprentices should be given instruction in bookkeeping. A knowledge of how to keep accounts will be a great help to them personally and a great advantage in their work. The Echo Office, publishing house in Australia, should be a school. Advantages should be provided whereby the workers may learn to do the work in a more perfect way.